Criminal justice agencies collect a variety of information and use it in multiple ways. Their data sets are often large and complex, though, and many crime analysts find it difficult to present this data in an easy-to-understand way. And that's the problem the National Institute of Justice is tackling with its new data visualization challenge. Joining me with more on this challenge is Dr. Nancy Merritt, the Senior Policy Advisor at the Institute. Dr. Merritt, great to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so tell us about this challenge. What are you looking to do, and how does it fit into the overall justice mission?
Okay, first, let me just give you a little background. The challenge is being run through the National Institute of Justice, which is an agency within OJP, within DOJ, and we are the research arm of the Justice Department. We're working collaboratively with BJS, our sister agency, which is the data collection and analysis arm of the Justice Department. So what we're trying to do is make sure that we can leverage the data that's out there right now for criminal justice purposes. Specifically, you'd mentioned the complexity of the data, and that is an issue. There's also the issue of the amount of data out there. There's so much data in the environment right now, both criminal justice and otherwise, that could be very valuable in helping us understand the system and helping our practitioners operate within the system. So what we're trying to do is harness that, make it more transparent, and also make it more accessible. And while we're looking, we, of course, want to make our federal data more transparent. We're also encouraging, through the challenge, people to combine federal data with other data sources, because that can shed new insight into some of the relationships that are out there and help us better understand what's going on.
Is this data collected by police departments around the country, or is it also from courts? I mean, what are the original sources, or some of them?
That's a great question. There are so many different sources, and one of the reasons we're reaching out to the public, and that's what challenges do. They reach out to the public because we want people to utilize data that they're aware of and also to open up their thinking to seek out that data, because data is housed in police departments. It's housed in, as you said, in the court systems. There's probation, parole data, and all of this can be combined with other data, geographic information, socio-demographic. Of course, it's important to know or remember that not all data is public, and we're only talking about public data. But if the individuals that are interested in this take a look at our website, they will find a lot of publicly available data, and at the BJS website. Also, one thing I want to mention while we're talking about data and looking at websites is people who are interested in this can find the challenge listed on both the NIJ website at nij.gov and the challenge website, that's the federal challenge website, at challenge.gov, and just do a search for NIJ data visualization. And when you look at the challenge itself, you'll see that we've listed some potential sources of data, but we really just want that to be the starting point. We're really encouraging people to reach out and try to find new sources of data that are publicly available and creative ways of combining them so that we can get new insights.
Okay, so who are you asking? I mean, who do you expect to be able to participate in this challenge?
Well, that's what's really exciting about challenges. Because the process is more streamlined than a lot of systems, ways of trying to get other sources of information for the federal government, we can reach out to a really broad population of people. The challenge is open to the general public. I do caution people to make sure that they look at the criteria for competition on the challenge, but this is an open competition. It's available to individuals, to private sector, to really anyone who thinks that they have a good idea. So what we've tried to do is give broad time frames, which allows the maximum number of people to apply. And we have broken it into two phases. So we're hopeful that there are a lot of people out there who will have the skills and interest in applying.
We're speaking with Dr. Nancy Merritt. She's Senior Policy Advisor at the National Institute of Justice. It's part of the Department of Justice. And what do you hope the outcome will be? Will it be an application programming interface, a data warehouse, or do you really not know yet?
We really don't. And that's, again, can you tell I'm excited about this? That's one of the other things that are that's exciting about this challenge. The challenge initiative was started several years ago. It's a federal-wide initiative. And the idea is to actually challenge people. And this challenge is designed to challenge the public to show us what they can do and what the possibilities are. We here in the federal government have a lot of experts who are very skilled and very knowledgeable. However, they have lots on their plate. And this gives the public an opportunity to participate, too, in showing us what can be done with the data. Now, with the new technologies, we have the option of making data much more intuitively understandable to a larger population. By looking at visuals, it's much easier to understand complex relationships and processes. And that's what we're hoping to get out of this, some applications or programs, maps. It could be infographics. It could be dashboards. We're really leaving it pretty wide open and hoping for some really exciting applications.
And so the data that you expect to be made more usable would be available in that new format, whatever it might be, not just to people within the government, but since it's publicly available data, to anyone.
Yes. Definitely. One of the goals of this challenge is to increase the transparency. We're trying to make the data that exists more usable and accessible to both the public and practitioners. So the end product could be a data map that would help the public understand relationships between different factors and criminal activity. Or it could be an application that helps a police department better understand its crime statistics and use that for operational purposes. It really could take a huge variety of forms, and that will depend in part upon the expertise and where the person who's applying is coming from, what they know and what they have access to. One of the things we're encouraging and that we encourage in all of our challenges is for individuals who are interested in applying to think about building a collaboration. Oftentimes, if you merge your expertise with someone from another area, you can really come up with something very novel. And so we're open to collaborations. We're always open to individual applications. It's really an opportunity to be very creative.
Right. And for those that enter the challenge and win the award or whatever it is they get, what do they get?
There are cash prizes at the end. And it is just in talking about prizes, let me back up a little bit and talk about the process, though you may be going to ask me about that anyway. But there are two phases to the challenge. There's an ideation phase and then a product phase. In the ideation phase, which is the first phase, which ends at the end of this month, we're asking individuals to develop a concept paper that demonstrates the feasibility of the proposed application. And there will be winners selected from that group. There will be no prizes awarded at that point, but those that are selected will go on to the second phase, which is the project development phase. And there will be three winners from that phase that will get cash awards.
All right, so this will all wrap up. Tell us just what the outer time limit is.
The outer time limit is the end of the period of application will be August, and that's for the second phase. The first phase is, again, January 30th. So there's still time to get applications in there. And we're really looking for as many and as many creative ideas as people can come up with.
All right. Dr. Nancy Merritt is the Senior Policy Advisor at the National Institute of Justice. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.